For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Bishop W. Sean McKnight has released the names of more than 30 priests or church community members, quote, credibly accused of sexual abuse. The announcement came today at a press conference in Jefferson City. Only one clergy member on the list is currently serving prison time, and the majority are deceased. McKnight said the list goes back to clergy serving in 1956. The other living members with credible accusations have been removed from their service in the church. The bishop emphasized that this is not a criminal conviction, but he did say that was part of the problem in society.
Are we dealing with this issue in society well enough in terms of law enforcement and protection of children?
The bishop conducted his own review of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Jefferson City and said he found no allegations against currently serving members of the church. After Attorney General Josh Hawley began his own investigation, McKnight says he paused in his own research to allow Hawley full access. McKnight has decided to enforce more transparency in the church to avoid future issues with child abuse. He says he will not release the names of the accusers in order to protect the victims. Missouri State Senator Caleb Rowden is slated to serve as the Senate's next majority floor leader. Senator Rowden was elected to the Missouri Senate in 2016 and served in the Missouri House of Representatives from 2013 to 2017. Rowden says in a statement he is humbled by his colleagues' vote of confidence. Rowden succeeds current Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe as the majority floor leader. Prior to holding elected office, Rowden had a successful career as a touring Christian singer-songwriter. A federal indictment handed down today points to negligence by a boat captain after a tourist boat crashed and killed 17 people in southwest Missouri. The indictment shows 51-year-old Kenneth Scott McKee did not tell passengers to put on flotation devices or prepare them to abandon ship, even after waves crashed into the boat during a severe storm. The indictment shows McKee facing 17 counts of misconduct, negligence, or inattention to duty by a ship's officer resulting in death. The duck boat, a refurbished amphibious vessel originally used by the military during World War II, sank during a storm in July. McKee is also accused of failing to properly assess the weather before and after the boat went into Table Rock Lake near the tourist town of Branson, U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison said during a news conference in Springfield. The Columbia, Missourian reports at least 12 people overdosed on the drug K2 Wednesday evening around a motel and shelters on Wilkes Boulevard, according to Columbia Police. Thursday morning, police reported one additional overdose at a nearby church. None of the overdoses were reported to be fatal. Police reported that it appeared a batch of K2 in the Columbia area had been laced with unknown drugs or poisons. Columbia Boone Public Health and Human Services and Turning Point are pursuing outreach among a high-risk homeless population in areas where they take shelter, according to a press release from the Columbia Police Department. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.